Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. It is your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. And I'd love for you to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight. Oh, yeah. To my left, my beautiful and smart, I got to call the nurse now, too. my beautiful wife, Lynn Goldie. Co-host Lenny there?
I'm here. I'm here and there. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to the August 30th edition of the Blind to Beyond radio show. Thanks for joining us.
And in his home, we're in our home, and his home is in Pinellas County. We're talking about Mr. Eugene Batke, guest host, Eugene, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the people that are in the U.S. and anybody that's listening over from Hawaii. It's morning time over there.
Wow. So, and that's Pinellas.
Glad to be here.
Well, you know, Eugene is in charge. You know, he's in Pinellas County. He's the man, you know. Tell me about all the three. You got three. You're two presidents, one vice president or something. What are you there in Pinellas County?
I'm the president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind, which is a chapter of the Florida Council of the Blind. And I'm also the president of the Palm Harbor Two Lions Club. And I'm vice president of the Visually Impaired Veterans of America, which is an auxiliary of the American Council of the Blind.
There you go. That's Eugene Batke. And in the studios, that's right, we got to have studios because we are from a radio station. That's right. This is not a podcast. If you're calling in for the first time, listening for the first time, we are on the radio. And those folks that are excited, listening to the radio show, love to hear from you today. Before we get further, let me introduce you to our producer, engineer. Without him, there's no show. Mr. Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Well, top of the evening to you, and to you all. Eugene, I want to be on your status. You're the president, you're the vice president, and you're the nation's president. So welcome once, and welcome all.
There you go.
Thank you, Chris.
He's a busy man, Eugene.
Today, I want to discuss something a little different than we've never discussed this before, ever. This is not going to be political. We're not discussing, we're not supposed to discuss religion. And we don't discuss politics on this radio show. Those folks are listening for the first time. We are the bridge. That's what we say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So this is not about politics. But I'll tell you something I want to discuss. I want to discuss a big word that's taken over this United States. It's called prejudice. And our brothers and sisters who are blind, that happen to be black or brown, if you're listening, I would like you all, if you can, to call in tonight. And I would like to find out about prejudice, because I'm in the belief, and I could be wrong, that being blind, we don't have that much prejudice, because you're talking about people who can't see. Eugene is blind, and like we talked off the air, he can't see a person as black or brown or yellow or anything else because he can hear their voices, but he can't see them. All right, Eugene?
That's right. I can't tell what color they are or what race they are. I just take them for who they are from the way they talk and the way that I receive them as the way they're talking from the heart.
Right. And since I've been blind, the only time I was ever prejudiced against me was because I was blind. Now, that's happened already a few times. Since I'm blind, people have been prejudiced against me. Yes, it's true. I was in the garment industry, and when people heard that I was blind, I was dismissed. Banks wouldn't talk to me. Many groups wouldn't talk to me that are sighted, and I was basically dismissed. When I went in the radio world, people said, how'd you get on the radio? Well, I got on the radio because we had some negativity. A couple folks in the studio happened to be knocking me because I was blind. And one thing led to another, and I decided that people should know about folks that are sighted as well as blind, and that's why we started the radio show. So I would like tonight, if you're out there listening to this radio show, to call in 407-894-1680. And if you've been prejudiced against, I'd like to hear from it. A real big story, but at least a minute or two about a story that you have that you are prejudiced, because it's a terrible thing when you're picked on or you're prejudiced. Someone knocks you or is prejudiced against you because of a reason. And especially if that reason is because your skin color, I think that's the disgrace. So the point is, if you're out there listening to this radio show, if you've been picked on, especially picked on because of your skin color, I'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680, because I would love to hear how someone who is visually impaired and blind and also happens to be black or brown or any other color for that matter, if you're Asian, if you're Native American, if you've been picked on because of your skin color, I'd like to hear from him because let's just say this way, we would like to know about it. If you can call in, I certainly would appreciate it. What do you think, Eugene?
Yes, definitely call in. As being the president of the local Pinellas Council of the Blind, we don't discriminate over race, sex. The only thing we do is if you're under the age of 16 or 17, we have to have your parents' consent to join our council. But like I said, we don't prejudice against anybody by race, religion, or anything. While I served in the military, I served with many people of different nationalities, Filipinos, you name it. When I got out of the military, I went to work with the sheriff's department. My supervisors, you know, sometimes are different race. And I got along fine with everybody. And we did our job. And, you know, we even at lunchtime or when we got ready to go eat lunch, we'd sit down and we'd eat lunch together. We'd have talks together. And we greet everybody when we come to work. You know, it was no hatred. We got along with each other and worked. And why that can't happen more often, you know, don't know.
One of the things, Eugene,
I guess it's the way people are brought up, maybe.
Yeah, that's all the way you've been brought up. One of the things I love about our radio show is I take pride that so many different people are listening to this radio show, whether it's their skin color or their nationality or religion or whatever. We have so many different types of people listening to our radio show, and we do not in any way, shape, or form prejudice against anybody. But I'd love to hear from anybody who call in today and discuss if they were someone prejudiced them, if they were knocked in any way, shape, or form because of their skin color or any other reason.
All righty, then.
Well, I'd love to hear from you.
I got two callers on the phone line, one calling from Kissimmee, Florida, and the other calling from Brunswick, Georgia. We got Vinny.
I'd love to hear.
We have 1 minute to break.
Okay, we have 1 minute to break. Let's hear from the first person. Let's hear from them, please.
We got Vinny from Kissimmee. Vinny from Kissimmee, Florida. Vinny?
Yep.
Vinny from...
Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Can I speak to Michael?
Speaking.
Okay, Michael. Michael, I happen to be a blind guy that lives in Kissimmee, and a buddy of mine named Sid Payne told me I should call you up.
Oh, yeah, tell me about you. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to talk later.
Why don't
air.
You give Chris your contact
I'll
information?
I'll call you off the air.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'm going to give you my cell number. Don't call me later tonight. They'll call me tomorrow if you want to.
No. You have to off the air.
Yeah.
You'll call off the air.
Well, no. He can
give it to Chris from the studio, and this way it'll only be between you and me. I'll call you off the air.
Thank you for calling,
Thanks
Vinny.
For calling in, Vinny.
Okay.
All right, sir. All right, I'm going to give my number to who? To you?
Vinny, stay right there. Hold on one moment. All right, Vinny, I got you covered. Stay right there. Don't hang up.
Okay, who's from Brunswick, Georgia?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, is that you from Brunswick, Georgia?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Hi. I just want to say I don't think there's a lot of prejudice among blind people. My boyfriend is white, I'm black, and we've been together 23 years.
Outstanding.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, so...
Well, that's what I want to find out.
She's very fortunate.
That's right, very fortunate.
No one has been prejudiced against her.
Yeah, very fortunate. Living in the South in Georgia, interracial relationship, that's been tremendous.
Well, he's from Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut? What part of Connecticut?
Let's see. He's from... my mind is going blank.
What part of Connecticut?
Hold on. Let me ask him, because I know, but
ask
I...
Ask him.
Yeah, well, hold on just a minute.
Carolyn? Oh, is he there?
Yes. Yeah,
he's here. Ask what part of Connecticut he's from, because I'm from New London, Connecticut.
We're running into our break time, Michael.
What part of Connecticut are you from? I forgot. Yeah. Plainville.
Carolyn, if you think about, what is it?
Plainville.
Plainville?
Plainville? Ville, V-I-L-L, Plainville.
Plainville. Well, I'm not familiar with that one. I'm not familiar with that one. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate your phone call,
Carolyn. Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for being out there. We missed hearing from you.
Keep on calling in.
Okay.
Love y'all.
We're going to go to break.
Good night.
Good night. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Some of us are in our homes, and Chris Shaw is in our studio. We're recording from the studio. Lynn, I hope you're recording the studio.
I am.
The show, good.
Yeah, this time good. I remembered.
Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, this
Introduce Anthony.
Yeah, this is exciting. We're international tonight, and I'd like to welcome back a longtime friend and loyal listener who goes way back to Blind Matters. A radio show, and I'd like to welcome back our friend Anthony Hodges. And Anthony is calling in from Calgary, Canada. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, welcome back. How's it going, guys?
It's going. How's it going up there?
Well, we're in level two here. We're doing all right. Not everything's open yet, but some things are. So school starts up for the kiddies coming up here in another couple of days, which scares me, but. You know, lots of good things are happening. So,
are we still not allowed to come into the United States? People are still not allowed to come to Canada?
That is true, yes.
Oh, okay.
The borders are closed until the end of September.
And say hi to Eugene. I know you're
Hello, Eugene.
Hey, how you doing?
We'll make it formal. So is everybody, I hope, is still wearing masks up there, correct?
Yes, it's in this city, it is a mandatory thing to wear masks when you're out in public, including transit. So that means our access transit as well. So... Mm-hmm. You know, things are different for a lot of people.
So tell everybody how it is for you during the pandemic being visually impaired. I know a lot of people down here are having problems because they can't sense the social distancing. And how is it for you up there?
Yeah, same basic thing. I didn't go out for 4 months because I'm immune compromised. So if I didn't have to go out, I didn't. So for four months, I was at home. That's all right. That's good.
Yeah.
Social distancing is a challenge because I see nothing. So sometimes you don't know you're on top of someone until you're on top of them. But your cane is a good help if it's about 6 feet. You can usually judge with that. But people usually freak out before you get to that. So
That's
why I'm supposed to ask. And I always talk.
Oh, I do. Hello. I do, man. I do. That's the thing to do. I mean, but sometimes people will walk right in front of you when you're at the store or something. They just walk right into your space. They don't ask. They just do it.
That's true.
Right.
So sometimes you just have to have patience because it's difficult to understand people with masks on because some of us don't see anything. So it's no different for us. But for those who can see, it must be a challenge as well because some of the masks are thicker. And they're very hard to understand, especially when they put those shields on top of them.
But the filters.
They're actual shields.
Oh, the plastic shields.
We aren't allowed to wear filters here.
Yeah, the plastic shields.
The only ones who get those are the medical people.
Yeah. So do you belong to an organization up there for the blind?
Yes.
You do. What do you belong to?
Canadian Council for the Blind. Here we have a local chapter.
Oh.
I also belong to the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, which is our national kind of like your main organization for support and services, kind of like your rehab society there in Florida for the blind, but on a larger scale.
Very nice. So one of the reasons why we had you to call in, because you wanted to spread the word about the radio show that you're involved in, and why don't you tell everybody the name and how it came about?
Well, the name of the show is called Bumping Into Walls, and it deals with vision loss issues. So we've been running for 3 years at our local community state campus and community station, CJSW FM, and there are two of us now. Some others have left, but Catherine and I are the only two left at the moment, and that's okay. Catherine was the one who came up with the name. She was coming upstairs to the station, and it was a busy time at the campus. It was Bermuda Shorts Day, and unintentionally there was a wall, which nobody knew why it was actually there, and she bumped into the silly thing because she has a white cane, and she came upstairs and she said, you know, I'm bumping into all these silly walls that I didn't even know were there. And so we all thought about it. We said, like the name. And we thought of things with blind, but bumping into walls has been a good name because that's what all of us do, physically or metaphorically, whatever it is, whether it's trying to get something done or, you know, whatever the situation is. So that's how the name came about. We do our own edits. We do our own interviews. We do our own booking. And you know how fun that can be, Lynn, when you got to book things. So we do all that. We have a program called Amadeus, which we're able to use. Got lots of keyboard commands, so you can go back in and you can edit things. We'll take an interview because we're pre-recorded. So we do our show pre-recorded. It airs first Tuesday of the month at 11 o'clock at this point until they change it again.
2 hours behind us. 2 hours.
11 a.m. in the morning.
11 o'clock in the morning. So yes. For those of us on the East Coast, it would be 1 o'clock
in the afternoon.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay.
Now, we have been going for 3 years. We have CJSW.com has a great website. It doesn't have all our shows up there, but there are about six up there at the moment that I could find. Don't know where the other 25 went, but they're around somewhere. So we've done everything from cooking to technology. We did a piece on Ira. We had a Grammy Award winner in the studio with us, Donald Ray Johnson. He actually surprised us with his Grammy, which we didn't know was coming. We've had a gentleman who loves to travel. We've done a piece on guide dogs. We had a lady come on about when you're a first guide dog user. We've had all kinds of things. We've done an interview with a man who was deafblind. That mm-hmm. took a lot of work because it was all through intervener. It took us about a month to edit the thing. But once it came out, it worked out really well.
That's good. Eugene, do you have any questions for Anthony?
Yeah, where can somebody listen to your shows? Is there a website that they can go to, or do you Zoom them?
There is. We're available on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever they call itself now. I think it's used YouTube. It's also available on CJSW.com, but not all shows seem to be up there. There's a place there called CJSW Originals, and all our shows are in alphabetical order. So we have many different talk shows, and there's about maybe 15. So, yes, that's where people can find us. If you have a Victor Reader stream, you can look us up on that as well. You just type that into your Victor Reader stream, subscribe, and you're good to go.
How about on the computer?
Well, yes, through CJSW.com, and when they fix the SoundCloud page, well, that's another option too. But you can pick it up live, or you can pick it up at some point later in the month. We never know when the podcast will run. So it does go on Real Radio, just like you guys, Michael, and then it goes to podcast.
Anthony.
Yes.
Michael here.
Hi, Michael.
Question. Would you say Canada has more or less prejudice than the United States, especially to blind people?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's different here. I think as far as employment goes, there could be more prejudice. People don't think we're able to do work sometimes. I've never seen it at CJSW, for example. And I work with people of all races. I don't care, man. I just like that. And so it depends where you are. It depends how you act towards other people, too. If you're a ding-dong, well, then maybe you're causing it yourself. But they do have a new act here that is available. It's like your Americans with Disabilities Act, but it's just getting off the ground, and it's nationwide. but it's only seeming to work for government things right now. But
so it's like our version of the ADA, is
yes.
that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yes.
But would you say there's more or less prejudice for skin color up there?
It's
Canada.
Wow. For someone who's white, I'll be straight up. I can't answer that question well, but I've talked to other people who are different races, who are visually impaired, and they have said yes to that question.
Oh, there's still prejudice.
At least in this city. If you're black, yes, it can happen in this city, or did in the past.
That's something.
You wouldn't. It's different here because it's more overt. For some weird reason, Canadians are just nicer.
Well,
but it does happen.
So what would you like to say to the people here in the States from way up there in Calgary? What message would you like to give?
Wow.
Anything you like.
Well, I'm glad I don't have as much of a challenge as you guys have for just keeping things going. I love the fact that you guys are very ingenious and entrepreneurial. I mean, that happens here too, but it's a great experience to be able to cross a border and, you know, not have to worry about flying because we can't fly at the moment. So everyone is stuck in our own little country. So
how's your transportation up there for the people that are blind?
You have paratransit?
Yes, we do. It's called Access Calgary, and it works really well. It's number one in the country, as I read that before I came on, just in case someone would ask that, and it is number one in the country. Other cities look to us to learn how to do it.
And why is that?
Because we use three different transportation providers. We have big buses that are bus transit. They have another provider that are big buses, and they also with vans. And then they also have taxis. Unfortunately, now with the pandemic out there, there is a little more traffic. And they used to have one person per car, two per bus. But now they're getting more involved in the in making it bigger. And so that's what's happening. It's probably just like your Metrolinx there.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the Orlando system. Because
yeah.
I know they use cabs, they use the van, and I don't know about the bus, though. I don't know how.
Bus would be great for people in wheelchairs, I would suspect, depending if you're hauling a whole bunch of those folks.
Yeah. Well, give everybody the information before we say goodnight.
We got a caller on the phone.
Have a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller for Anthony.
Goody.
All right. Let's go to Fern Park, Florida, and talk with our good friend Dave. Dave from Fern Park. How you doing?
Hey, it's me. Hello, guys and girls.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Is everyone? Eugene and Anthony, you guys are sounding outstanding. I wanted to comment to Anthony that I wanted to pass along a compliment because I did listen to two of the shows already, which I was very impressed. The one that particularly I liked was about technology, but I also listened to part of one about guide dogs that I thought was interesting, and it's a nice, easygoing show. So I highly recommend you can pick it up from iTunes. But I wanted to mention something about prejudice. And even though I'm not Canadian, I've gone to Canada a few times, and I've actually done a little studying, believe it or not, on this, and that's prejudice against Native Americans, and unfortunately, Canada does not have a really good record on that. Of course, neither do the United States. But it goes since Native Americans are more prevalent in Canada. Unfortunately, there's been a big problem, and it kind of paralleled our race problems here in the United States, and that the government really was holding back the Native Americans until the early '60s. It was quite surprising when you read the history behind it, that because I always think of the Canadians actually being much smarter than the United States in a lot of ways, to be honest with you. But that is one area where I was rather surprised that they weren't not as cool as I would have figured. So that, and I have to tell you one last thing real quick as far as prejudice with blind people. I have not experienced this. I did not. I attended a public school, but I have friends that attended the St. Augustine School for the Blind and Deaf, and I've always thought it was unusual, but I've heard that, you know, people that with low vision would pick on the kids that were totally blind, and some of the deaf people, you know, some of the deaf would pick on the people that with low vision. So it's not the same, but it's still a prejudice and bullying. And I think it's sadly, I think it to a certain degree, it's inborn in the desire to try to you know, show that you're better than another person or whatever. But it's
David Anthony. We're gonna go to break.
Okay. Bye. You guys.
Dave, nice calling in. Appreciate it, Anthony. It's great hearing from you, Anthony. It was great hearing from you.
Yeah, you too, Michael. Have a great day.
Stay well.
The rest of the show, guys.
We're gonna go to break.
All right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Hey, listen, folks. Love to hear from you. Phone here is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Love to hear. If you have a story, especially if you've ever been picked on, love to hear from you.
Actually, I don't know if it's up to Chris, but we did have a caller while Anthony was on talking about this subtopic. Is John still there, Chris?
No, he's going. I told him he's going to give us a call back.
Oh, okay. So do you want to do your trivia?
Right now it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Eugene, it's your trivia. You do it. You do your trivia.
All right. Chris is going to play the song, and you guess who is singing it. What group is singing the song?
This is Tuffy. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
It's just another call from home. You get it and be gone, and I'll be crying.
Eugene, you picked the hard one.
Well, hey. I didn't think it was that hard.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
It's a good song, though.
She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live
Chris.
This way.
All right, so we're going to hit the phone line. I knew this young lady might know the song, but she just wanted to say hello because she wanted to give somebody else the opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, I present to you none other than the one, the only, the fabulous Dr. Sheila from Orlando. Sheila, how you doing?
Hey, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
That's congratulations, one of my Grandma.
Congratulations, Grandma.
How are you? Congratulations,
Grandma.
Thank you. I spent the afternoon holding that little munchkin today, and oh my gosh, she's just adorable. So I got to see her today. She's 4 days old. So
yeah. I bet you got loads of pictures with her.
Well, they took a few, but anyway. So I just called
to
say hi and good show, and take care.
Thank you, Sheila.
All right.
Congratulations.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Okay. Oh, I thought she was going to do a song. Oh, okay. Anybody else?
Anybody else out there for trivia?
Not yet, but
we
got our good friend from Clinton, Indiana on the phone line,
okay,
ready to go in. The one, the only, Mr. John Stroop. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you?
Man, I can't complain. One iota of a bit. John got a story to tell you.
Wait, I know what the story is. You got your card early and you fainted.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got it.
Did you fall off the chair?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Lynn. I got another prejudice story or whatever you want to call
it.
I worked at a printing company for about 12 years. I had sight, and I bowled with these guys. I drank beer with them, ran around. And when I started losing my eyesight, I wanted them to come by and pick me up and take me up to the bowling alley just to sit and listen to them and you know, drink a few beers and all that stuff. Well, one of the guys said, "Well, don't really want to do that because we think you're going to be a burden." Well, I told him, I says, "I'm not a burden to anybody," and I started going and networking with other blind people. I found them, and I worked myself up to where I've went to all the different meetings and stuff. And I started a first physically handicapped bowling league in the state of Indiana, and also in the United States, sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress, and it lasted from 1973 to 1999. Then in 1985, me and another blind woman started the first sight loss support group of the Wabash Valley in Terre Haute, Indiana, and it lasted till 2007, till she passed away and her husband passed away. And we turned it over to what they call the Will Center there in Terre Haute. I also belong to the Blinds Club. I belong to the National Federation of Blind. My wife and I have been all over the United States. I've been more places after I lost my sight than I did before. Now, I don't care
That's
what
fantastic.
Anybody says. I've done pretty good with going to and networking with other blind people. I've got people, friends all over the United States, and I think that just because these people didn't want to come by and pick me up, I've made more friends in the blind community than I had in the sighted world. So, and then also, I'm a president now of the Good Cheer Club for the Blind, and it was started back in 1911 by a lady in Terre Haute, Indiana, and it hosts the blind for a luncheon once a month at different churches and organizations. And I'm the first man to be the president of the Good Cheer Club for the Blind. I finally broke through the black glass ceiling.
Well, that's great. That is fantastic.
Congratulations.
You're an active man.
Well, I am, and I try to be as much active as I can, and I sell more raffle tickets for the Lions Club than anybody else. And I've worked all the pasta chili dinners and all the spaghetti suppers, and you name it, I've done it. And you know,
Eugene, it sounds like you need to recruit him.
Most of them now know that I can do just about anything I set my mind to. But when I first joined the Lions Club, there was two members come up and tell me, they said, well, what do you think you're going to contribute to this Lions Club? And I said, you stand back and just watch me what I can do. And in 6 months, they came and told me, they said, we need 10 more people like you, Stroot. They said, you do more stuff than the sighted people in this club. And I have. I've sold more tickets and raised more money for that Lions Club since I've been a member for 28 years than any of the other members out there. So I think
great.
I've done
good
pretty
job.
Good. And I've met a lot of nice friends through the blind world. And I've also got a lot of sighted people that now respect me for being a blind person. So,
that is fantastic, John. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you much. Have a good day, and we hope
keep
you
up the good work,
show.
John.
For calling
Bye.
In. If anybody else is out there would like to call in and discuss if you ever had a situation, so I would appreciate it. And anybody who is, let's just say, non-white, black, brown, Asian, Native American, love to hear from any of you folks to see if you've ever been, let's just say, was prejudiced because of your skin color, even though you're blind. I would certainly appreciate it. I'd like to know myself, because as far as I know, being in the blind community, we don't have that much prejudice as far as I know. I'd like to hear if you can tell me if I'm wrong. I would appreciate it. You know,
did anybody call in yet for the trivia?
No. Nobody called in.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
I mean, I stumped them.
Yes, Nope. I got somebody R18 now. All right.
Wow.
So we're going to go to Oceanside. It's called Oceanside, New York. Oceanside Way, New York?
Yep.
Oceanside Way, New York, and talk with our good friend Howie. Howie, how you feeling?
I'm feeling well. How's everybody in Florida?
How you doing, Howie?
How are you? I'm doing fine. That group was Sugarland.
Woohoo! Got it. All right.
Very good. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Yeah. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is on the way.
Thank you so much.
How's the weather up there, Howie?
It's still nice.
How's the weather up there
up
in New York?
It's okay. We're doing okay. Cooled off a little bit. We've been very hot, but it's fine now.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, Howie.
It's a great program.
Hey, Howie. Thank you so much, Howie. Have a good one now.
Okay. Chris?
Yes, sir. Howie, hold on one moment.
Okay.
All right, Mike, Lynn, it's back on you. Let me.
Here. Okay, well, I thought that was Michael's voice saying Chris, but it wasn't. All right, Michael.
Eugene.
Yes, Michael.
If you could, a lot of folks don't know who you are. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your past, even before you when you were cited? You had a story. Everybody's got a story. People don't know your story.
Well, when I graduated from high school, I got married and went into boot camp for the Navy, and had three children while I was in the Navy. I served 22 years in the Navy. I went from E1 seaman recruit all the way up to chief petty officer. I worked communications. I worked with lawyers for 2 years. Then I went into law enforcement for the rest of my time. And when I retired from Charleston, South Carolina, from the Comnav base Charleston, came down to Clearwater and got me a job working for Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. And I worked 15 years at the local jail, and lost my vision due to macular and retinitis pigmentosis in 2006. And about 4 years later, I joined the Pinellas Council of the Blind. I was with them for a year, and then I took over as membership secretary for 4 years. And I've been the president now, finishing up my fourth year. And in the meantime, I was involved with Lions Club, and I got voted in as their president starting in August of this year. So I've got it for another year as the president of the Lions Club. And I'm involved with the Visually Impaired Veterans of America with Tyson Ernest and a couple of other gentlemen. And let's see what else. That's basically it. I facilitate a Zoom group that meets on Wednesday mornings from 11 to 12. And we talk about different topics and stuff. And that's it. Keeps me busy.
That's fantastic, Eugene.
Another busy man.
Another very busy man. Hey, listen, folks, I want to tell you something about the show. You should know that if you win, you cannot come back for 30 days. Remember, 30 days is the date. So if you win, you have to wait 30 days to win again. If you don't win, you can keep on calling until you win. But if you do win, once you win, you have to wait 30 days to come back. Remember that? Very important. That's the first thing. The second thing I want to tell you about, AARP. AARP is a great organization. They have 38 million people that belong, and they fight for the senior citizens. So once you turn 50, well, that's when you can join up, and it's very inexpensive, and they have so many things that they give you discounts, restaurants, and all kinds of things. I can't believe it. Every time I turn around, there's another discount for AARP. So, Eugene, you belong to AARP?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I was a member at one time, and then they disbanded down here, and I haven't had a chance to get back with them yet.
Oh, my God, Eugene. For it's only like $12 a year. It's fantastic. You get a lot of places you go to, a lot of restaurants, Denny's, Outback, a lot of places you go to get a discount.
You can sign up through our website.
Yeah, you can sign up. You can join through our website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to go any place locally. You just go to their website through the link on our page and just check it out.
They fight for senior citizens. That's what they do.
They give you a card you keep in your wallet, which you rarely need anyway. And
if you ever go to a hotel, they get discounts.
Yeah,
I could stick it in there with my military ID, my BVA ID, and
the 10% discount at Lowe's.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So. And as far as what you wanted to – oh, wait, you already said about the show. And I just wanted to remind everybody that if you need any medical supplies, PPE supplies, don't forget to support those who support the show. And you can go to rbmedicalsupply.com, and they have all the PPE products that you need, such as the N95 respirator mask. They have gloves, and they have the other surgical mask, the kind that fold, you know, that are pleated. So they have everything. They're all made in the United States, and there's no price gouging. They have hand sanitizer, and they have the thermometer that you just use you hold in front of somebody's forehead. You don't touch their skin. So that's where you should go if you need any PPE products.
One thing I have to say to all people, I learned something this week. You know, those people who listen to the show know I have a mouth, and I use it all the time. The one place I really never use my mouth is, believe it or not, when talking to my doctors. Now, I just joined an organization out of the Villages. That's a place in Florida. There's a town called the Villages. And they have a group that I now belong to about reference to prostate cancer. It's a support group because I had prostate cancer 7 years ago, and thank God I beat it with all my radiation, everything else. And I got a situation right now. And I got 10 calls the last 2 days that I asked a question, and I found something out. I found something out that I should have known myself, and that is I got the wrong doctor. And these people change doctors like you cannot believe because they're interested in finding the right doctor.
Yes, they don't get answers.
They don't get answers. They change the doctor. You don't get an answer, they change the doctor. Their answer to themselves is they want to know. They want to know. And just because you're going to a doctor, he don't tell you nothing, change doctors. And believe it or not, I thought I knew everything. Guess what? I didn't know squat because they taught me, again, to open up my mouth. And if you have to change doctors because the doctor's supposed to tell you. And my doctor wasn't telling me.
And they also shouldn't be offended if you want a second opinion.
Yeah, right. I asked I want to get a second opinion. My doctor was against it. And I should have known then to get rid of him.
But the moral of the story is whatever your ailment is or situation is, you shouldn't be afraid to look up on the internet and find a local support group. We are just amazed within minutes after we emailed the administrator of the support group in the Villages, within minutes, literally, Michael was getting emails and phone calls.
Yeah,
even got a
retired
doctor.
Yeah,
urologist.
Urologist, retired doctor from Detroit,
Don't
Michigan.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Called me. I couldn't believe it. Retired from Detroit, Michigan. He's living down in the Villages, and he called me, and we discussed it. And all I'm saying is, if you have a problem in any way, shape, or form with a doctor, change. Don't be afraid. Just change. Because I was afraid changing doctors, you know, doesn't look nice, whatever. Their answer is they change doctors until they get the right doctor. They believe in changing doctors.
And I have to laugh right now to change the subject because I know certain people out there are laughing their heads off because they know what time it is because they hear.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Chris is one of them.
I was just going to say that it's close to that time.
We don't need the show clock, right?
Right, not at all. So I know what time it is.
Daisy May and Miss Green are carrying on.
Hey, before we go into our break, I just wanted to tell you my story. I'm not blind, but I am sighted, and I've been been racism toward me has been all my life. You know, it's a serious subject, but since I was probably about 3, when my mom first got her belt, belts have been a racism to me all of my life. I've been whooped here. I've been whooped there. I'd had a belt by my mom, by my grandmother, by my aunties, by my uncles, and even some of my teachers had taken off their belts and whooped me. So that's my racist story, being whooped.
Chris?
Yes.
Chris, let's go to break, and when we come back from break, let's continue the subject with you, okay?
Okay, because I feel one coming on now.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. And now it's time to feed our animals. Take care.
Turkey time.
It's turkey time in the Golden Residence.
Bop, bop, do-ba-dee-ba-dee-bop, bop, 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 do-ba-dee-ba-dee-bop.